Ziyochalton, min zeilach ben heter achilo, ele mishas zrichavielach. Min zion lara have a nofra mit or eat it after you shecht it. Ma shenkein the chol of the milk is also. Avol, poid the mesakodishim lachim leklov. But the second rosha they don't make. That's the machlokes. We let it be poid the kodishim if we know the only thing you could do would be just give it to your kelev. That's the machlokes. How you dash in this posik? You dash in the thoughts in Isser or not? According to the second girsa here, there's no Isser. Maybe you would be let it poid the kodishim to give it to leklov. Yeah. Then it says also Vlodon Vholbon Osalyaka Pajoinan. Even after you redeem this korban that has the mum on it, you can't have hano from its vlad. The vlad is like still kochim, and then the milk is also lost. You can't have hano from the milk. So Heichidon, what are we talking about over here? The vlad. And then if you want to tell me the Abba Vyaka Pajoinan, that after you redeemed it, then it gave birth, and then it became pregnant, then it gave birth after you redeemed it. So we said that that's the case. Amai, why can't you have a no from it? Vlad Svivayalmin, the Torah says once you redeem it, it's like it's Svivayal. So who are you allowed to have enjoyment from the kid of its Svivayal? So you're also Chushavimut to the kid. Here the case must be the Avelifnei Pidyoinim, that it became pregnant before you redeemed it. You had this Pura, that was a carbon, carbon Shlomim. And after it became, then it became a Baal Mum, and it was pregnant, and then you first poured it. And the Yisrael of Liyachah B'Yonah gave birth after you redeemed it. So in such a case, we say the Vlad still has Kedusha, you can't have a no from the Vlad. Mashma though, Holifnei P'Yonah, let's say gave birth before you were poured it, then Niktis Nami Kotri. Mashma then, not only is it also about no life, but it even has a Kotrim on it, has Kedusha, it has a Kedusha on it. And Mashma, that Russia is the Mikdash Nami Kotri, allow Kedushas a group on, give him bring it for Korvin. The question is, we know immediately, how do we know this from? Rashi says, Levnei Pidyoinim in Nodu Kotri. How do we know that it gave birth before you were prayed to it, that it has Kedusha on it? The Torah of Baruch Hu this. Pasuk says, Zohar is Lerabis Es Avlad. Rashi says, Zohar, says the word Zohar over here, is Lerabis Es Avlad. Rashi says, Kabe Shlomim, because it says it by Shlomim. Im Zohar in the Kever, Tomim, or Kroy Yisairu. The Torah should have kept quiet. The Midlach, Zohar, so the next word Zohar is extra. So Darshan the Rabbi is Vlad Shlomim. That after Shlomim gives birth, the baby has Kedusha to it, has the same Kedusha like its mother, it has a Kedusha Shlomim on it. So that's from the word Zohar. That is a Vlad. Oh, Nikeva, the person says the word Nikeva, is the Rabbi says that Tamura. Some teachers saw a din, there's a din Tamura on it also. Whatever says that tamura. So what, if you have a behemoth that has kedusha tamura, if it gives birth, look who also it has kedusha on it. Now, v'yeli yela v'lat timimim, or tamuras timimim. I only know so far if you have a behemoth that was a tam and it gave birth, or else you have a korban or tamura. It means you first had a korban, you took another behemoth and said zu tachazu, you took the next one and said you want the kedusha to be chal on this one, so it's chal. And now if it gives birth, when it's a term, that its kid is Kaddish. That's what I know so far. But V'lodei Bali Mumim, who Tumuras Bali Mumim, and how do we know to say where the mother was a Bal Mum, that its kid is also Kaddish? Kishuam, when the Pasuk says, Im Zohar, the Im, is the Rabbi's Vlad Bali Mumim. And Im Nikeva is the Rabbi's Tumuras Bali Mumim. That even though the mother, the Tumura, is a Bal Mum, when she gives birth, the kid is Kaddish. Now the question is, Oisav Lodas, these kids, Shalacha Pidyoinon, after you appointed them, Mate Aleim. So like this, again, in the case of the Mishnah, where the mother was a korban, it became a Baal Mum, then it became pregnant, and then you appointed it, you appointed the mother, and then it gives birth. So we say the Locher is what? That the Vlodas Arasa, that's the Mishnah saying the Vlodas Arasa. That's what I'm saying. That after you appointed the mother, now it gave birth, what can we do with these kids right now? The Mishnah says they're also, but what can we do with them? I don't know. Rashi says no. The Rashi says Oisin vlodois shaliacha pidyonim. Rashi says, Noldu v'nis abru koidin pidyonim mate leim. This Noldu v'nis abru, they came pregnant. Tolechoz lo gufno odom, the Rashi will soon say. It's almost like this. Most question, mate leim. Lefnei pidyonim, the ones that came out before you appointed them, before you appointed the mother, if she gave birth, I'll tell you over there, Mifla Kligibo. Here it's a machlokes. Ikalamandiyam is one that says, Kotshim Likorav. Now listen, even though the mother is a Baal Mum right now, but since you were not part of the mother, it has Kedusha on it, so when it gives birth, and the kid is a Tamimim, so it has Kedusha Saguf, its Rami could be brought for Korban. Because it's coming from the mother, there was also once a Kedusha Saguf. Even though she became a Baal Mum, so what, the kid now gets the Kedusha the mother once had. But the Yikud Lamandiyam, the one that says no, Kotchaleria, know that you can't bring it for a korban because it's only coming from a kedusha the mother has right now, which is a kedusha of a baal mum. You can't bring it. So the answer is you have to let the kid pasture in the field until it becomes a baal mum, and then you can report to it. Rashi says wait, let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a baal mum, and then you can sell it. So that's if the kids were born before you were poida. But pidyonai matalehim. But liyacha pidyonai matalehim. What's going to be if first you were poida the mother? And then she gave birth. So that our Mishnah says those vlodas are also, what can you do with those vlodas? Could you be pregnant with them or not? Some of Hunahuna says, Koinsum the keeper of a mason. There's nothing to do with it. You can't redeem them. So you have to just lock them up in a room like and let them die, starve them to death. But the Mara says, because the Hechi Levit, what else could we do with it? Lik Ravinu, if you want to bring them for Korbin, let's say they're a Tom, they're a good behemoth. No. Mikoyach Kedusha Dechuyi Kosi. That they came out of the mother from a Kedusha Dechuyi, means the mother true was once a Korban, but then it became a Baal Mum, and the frat now that you're already paid to the mother, so it's not so strong the Kedusha on the kid. And Rashi says, Kedusha Dechuyi, pushed away Kedusha, Rashi says, the Yispu Taparus, there's two things wrong here. Chod the one, the Moisayim Baal Mumim, the mother is a Baal Mum right now. Shenira, she was once fit for Korban, but Nitzchah got pushed away. The yoyt second liyachet pidyonin, although this kid now was born after you already redeemed the mother. Ve'natzman en yochol atfisin l'kedusha gemura l'akrev hoyel b'yitchu sulem echzei. The kid said, this kid right now, it's kedusha v'amish techuya. Said, so for sure you can't be makrevet on the mizbeach. That's for sure not. I live for kinu, the gemura says, okay, let's go and let's be poyed with her, let's go redeem it. So the gemura says, no, the svar is lo yalim olemitfas pidyonin. It's not that strong to be tough as pidyonin. Because to redeem Kedusha, it has to have a strong Kedusha. If you have a lot of Kedusha there, then you could redeem it. It could come off and go on to the money. But in the case, or you could take it off with the money. But in the case where the Kedusha L'chil is not so strong, you can't take it off with the money. So therefore, you have to just let it die, lock it up in the room, you can't do anything with it. So that's Balacha. Otherwise, Amiv Marov in Yisrael, he said, Mishmed Rabbi Chanina, name Rabbi Chanina, that Samach Lepidyonon, Matfisan l'shem oisei zevach. That the Eitzer is, right before you pray to the mother, the best Eitzer is to be matfisit l'shem oisei korban. Yeah, matfisan l'oisei zevach. So Morris says, Samach l'pidyoni, means right before you pray to the mother, l'meimer, what do you want to tell me? Oh no, the havaminer is, right before you pray to the kid, the havaminer is. Let's see, Rashi says, The problem is right now you should be paid to the kid. So he said, well, right before you paid to the kid, so he said, we just got finished saying you can't be paid to the kid. It doesn't have enough Kedusha, you can't take off the Kedusha. Ella rather says like this, Ella Ema, means before you go and be paid to the mother, like if you have this carbon, the dispara that was once a korban, it became a baal mum. So you want to go redeem it, and you know it's pregnant. So the answer is, before you redeem it, then matfis l'shem oisei zevach, be matfisit. Rashi says, the hashta chal aleim kedusha liyatzman dechashvinu plepokal yishai v'edei pidyon imon o umamtin ach yumamu parklu. The mashmir can be chal kedusha upon the vlad, the kid inside, you'll be matfis, like you make it to be kodush. And therefore that Kedusha stays on it. And therefore later when it's born, then you'll be able to be poida to redeem it. That's the Yetzer. That's what we're saying right now. Somach lepin, right before you put, you redeem the mother, matfis l'shem Moshe Zevach. So there's a time of my, what's the reason? Omer Rabbi Levi, gzeiro shem yigdol mehem ador medorim. So Rosh Hashanah, time of my, says Omer Afuna, mumsin. So the kashrut hakim of Huna before said you should kill it. Why don't you have the sites of Rav Chanina better? So he answers back, it's a gzeiro. No, Rashi says it's a gzeiro. Iyarmet, if he says that the tekona, let them give birth, then people keep on holding them, and there'll be loads of psulim hamikdashim, and they'll come to be takovas then, because the psulim hamikdashim is also to work with it, it's also the giz of avoda. So we don't want it to be around so much. So therefore, look, at chilu, we don't give this aitza. The chilu, we say, don't be matvisit, and adarabba, when the kid is born, there's no aitza, just let it die. But if you want to know, there is this aitza, that before you pray to the mother, go ahead and be matvis the kid, the kedusha. And then the Kedusha would stay there. You tell him, Maimor Levi, we're afraid maybe you'll have flocks and flocks of them. So therefore, look, at Chilu, we don't tell you to do this Eitzah. The Chilu, we just said, let it die. Boi minei revinim roshashis. Mal shematfisim l'chol zevach shiyitzo. When we tell you now, put Kedusha upon the kid, can you make any Kedusha, or only the same Kedusha the mother had? Or Malay, ain't matfis no kili matfis to any korban you want. My time or Malay, goma b'sherecha b'sherecha b'bechor. Ma b'chor ain't matfis no chozev v'shiyitz, you can't make it any korban you want, only to a b'chor. Tichziv ach b'chor shiavukul Hashem, b'behemo, lo yakdish yisoysoy, is af hani ain't matfis no chozev v'shiyitz. You can't make it any korban you want, only to the korban you have. Yeah. Rashi says, "Ain matfis elu yis is only to that korban that it was before, but he can't make it into another korban." And that's the limit from Bechor, that once the Beim has kedushas Bechor, you can't put another kedusha on it. And Tanya will learn Kavostor, will also prove to Rosheshes. It says, "Kodeshim shekodem mum kavur lekadeshon." If before you were makdash it, the Beim first had a mum on it. So lochuriz v'niftu, then you poyder it. So it says now Mishnah, there it has no kedusha. Because lechatchila wasn't chal kedushas aguf, it was a baal mum at the beginning. So you only makdish it for the value of its money. So when you redeem it, the kedusha goes off completely. So then the locher is chayavim bebechor v'matonis. You have a chiyav bechor and a matana. Bein lefnei pidyon and bein lachah pidyonai. Whether before you pray after the pidyon, hagoyz avoyve v'hem and yisof ikes avoyim. If somebody works with it or somebody shares off, you're not overlap. So the question is bein lefnei pidyon and bein lachah pidyonai. The same thing, whether before you pray or after you pray it, and I send tamura. It doesn't make tamura. Because again, there was never chalik kedusha aguf over here. Or the fnei pidyon, before you pray it though, moilum behem. There is an istamila, because it has a kedusha's domum on it. Liyacha pidyonin, but once you redeem them, ain moilum behem. Then there's no more istamila. Because once you redeem it, you take off the kedusha. Fulo desayem choyel. When they give birth, these behemoths, it's choyel. Veniftin tamimim. If you want, you could redeem it. Even though it's a tam. So chol just means it has no kedushas aguf on it. It only like belongs to Egdish. So you could redeem it even though it's a tam. Umatvis mechozevach shiyitza. Here, this korban, this payment that has no kedusha, now if you want to be makdashit for any korban you want, you could. So chol shadow is the klal. Harein kechulun lechol devrayim. These kids are mamashchulun 100%. Because since the mother was never a kedushas aguf, you were makdash the mother after she was a balmum. So it's only chal kedushas dam, that's all. There's only a mitzvah when you want to redeem it to see how much it's worth, and that much money you give to Hegdish. That's all, because that's the only thing you makdish at the beginning for, to give the value of it to Hegdish. Unless at first you were makdish a behema, and then it became a baal mum. First it had a mum that's going to go away, which means nothing, and then you were makdish it. So the kedusha was chal. Uliyachem ikan leda nerled mum kavua. Then it's chal mum kavua. The niftun. Then you redeem it. So it's clearly like our mishnah pturim and our bechorim and our matonis. Your pot was like a tzvi ba'ayil. Your pot of a bechor, pot of a matonis. Now bein lefnei pidyonim, even before you redeem them, bein liyachem pidyonim, even after you redeem them, hagoyz is whoever shares off the wool. The yovib and whoever works with them, sefikas aboyim. That's this lab we done before tizbach that you can only shecht it and not do work with it. Now, obeying lefnei pidyonin, whether before you redeem it, bein liyachem pidyonin, oisin tamura, it also makes tamura. Since the mother first had kedusha on it, So Gusha never goes off, it can still make Temura. Lefnei Pidyon, before you pray the Merlin Ben, it has Nisna Milo. Liyacha Pidyon, but once you redeem them though, ain't Merlin Ben, there's no Nisna Milo anymore. V'loy Desein, let's say they give birth, Kodesh, they have Kedusha on these kids, and V'yein Niftin Temimim, and you can't be pray to them, even though they're a Tam, that we had before, because the Kedusha is not that strong. And V'yein Matvis Mechozevach Shiyirtzah, if you want to be matkashit like before, you pray to the mother, you can't start making kaddish for any korban you want, only to the same type of a korban the mother was before. And klal shav, what's the klal over here? Harayin kehedish tochod avrayim, the mamash like hedish tochod avrayim, that this psula midoshim, since the kedusha was chal first, even though it became a balmum, and even though you prayed it, v'yein lechovem elahetir achil bavad, after you redeem it, the only difference is that you have a right to eat it, that's all, but not to do work with it. And it even still gives off Temura. Klalu shel David, Zemar explains now. It says the klal of both cases. So klalu shel David, the ratio at the beginning, la suya shercht makutz tapota. Then the ratio, where it was a baal mum first, so the kedusha was never chal. So even if you shecht the behemah outside the base of Migdish, even before you pray to it, still the lachar is your potter, you're not chayiv, because you never had a kedusha zaguf on it. And klalu shel David, the sefer, la suya cholboy. That it's also. Rashi lasu yechol boy di also lasu yeshecht on mechutz techayiv. No, that you don't say. Because the cholov is also even afterwards. The cholov always remains also. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. So at the end of the tape, then turn over. We'll do over again this last gemara. So it's like chulim gemurim, and therefore the din is chayovim bebechoriv matonas, like it says in our Mishnah. Now, bein lefnei pidyonim, bein liyachet pidyonim, even before you pray to the mother, or even afterwards, ha-goizes vo-ivet bem ein esavik ha-saboyim. If you share off the wool or work with it, you don't get malchus. Shrashi explains, before pidyonim, it's also to do it. But the special love, it's only by korban gdushas ha-guf, and here, since the mother had no gdushas ha-guf, you don't get malchus. Now, bein lefnei pidyonim, bein liyachet pidyonim, but before you redeem the mother afterwards, ein oisim tmuro. It does not make tumur. If you take another behemoth chulin and say zutar azu, the second one does not become kaddish, because even the first one does not have a kedushas aguf, it's not a kedushas domim on it, and a kedushas domim does not make tumura. Now, if nei pidyonim, before you are prayed to the mother, halachur is moilim behem. There is an istamila, because it's not worse than a regular kedushas betek abayit, that it had a din hegdish on it, therefore there's an istamila. Uliyachet pidyonim, but once you redeem it, then ein moilim behem, there is no istamila on it. Now, v'lodaseyim, if this behemoth gives birth, even before you pray to it, choyel, it has luck like regular chulin. And therefore, v'niftin t'mimim, if you want, you can be prayed to it, even though it's a tam, because it does not have kedushas aguf, it's only kedushas domim. U'matvis lechozer v'chshirtza, therefore, if you want to, you can make it into any type of a korban you want, because really it's a chulin. And klol shadav, what's the general rule over here? That arein k'chulin l'chod avrayim, in such a case where the mother had a mum kavua first, before you amaktish it, so the kedusha is only kedusha's domim, it's not a kedusha's aguf, and therefore it's called lechula kechula lechod avrayim. And ein lechor behem el mitzvahs ilu bavad. The yikah mitzvah here is just to value how much is worth, and that much value, like you have to give the money to hegdish. But the behem itself really is like chulin. Avol kodam hegdeshin es mumon. But let's say first you amakdish the behemah before it became lebamum. So it's chal kedusha's aguf on the behemah. Even though there was a mum, there was only a mum that passes by, and then you amak the shit, so the kedusha is chal completely. And then you redeem it later. So again, first it was chal kedusha aguf, then it became a bal mum. So now you're poider it. The locher is dope turim min abechuri. Even after you're poider it, still has kedusha like, and it's potter min abechuri min amatonis. If you shecht it, you don't have to give the zroy of lechiyah in the cave to the kohen. Now, bein lefnei pinyonim, before you pray to the mother, bein achet pinyonim, is ha-goizis vo-ibim b'em sefek ha-saboyim. If you shear off the wool, or you work with the animal, you get malchus. This is called psula ha-mgdoshim, it has kedusha, even after pinyon, that you're not allowed to work with it, like we had before, you could only eat it, and not work, and not shear off the wool. Now, bein lefnei pinyonim, bein achet pinyonim, is a tumura. It has kedusha on it, that does make tumura. So before pinyonim, you could be makir of that tumura. La-achet pinyonim, it's only mesa, like we'll see later. Now, lefnei pidyonon, before you pray the rit merlim, and there's nisa milo. Liyachet pidyonon, ay merlim, and after you pray the rit, you're not over nisa milo. It's not oimit, we call shay Hashem, the nisa milo goes off. Lo the same, if they give birth, kodesh, it has kedusha. But v'yei niftin, tamimim. You cannot be pray the rit, even you can't be pray the rit when it's a tam.
And we'll see later whether you could be perjured when it's a bamum or not. But kopon necessity the vlodis or the sul hamidoshim has kedusha, but you can't be perjured them when they're a tam. V'ein matfis mechozevach shiyotze. This is the right for a sheshes. And if you want to be matfis to make a kodush, you cannot do it to any korban you want, only to the same korban that his mother was. This is the right for a sheshes. Now, klolu shodava. What's the general rule here? Harayin kehedish lehod avrayim. That since at the beginning the kedusha was chal completely. So even though later it becomes a bamum, it's still called hegdish to chod avrayim. V'yein l'chor ben ele heter achilu bavad. Even after you redeem them, the heter is only tidit, but not to do work with it and not to share of the wool. Now, klolus shodav of the ratio, what's this lotion of klolus shodav, the general rule of the ratio says kechulin, is lasuya comes to include shechta mechutz lepoto. Even if you shecht this bema, even before you poider it, but since l'chatchila had a mum kavua, so it was not chalak dushas aguf, if you shecht it outside the base of Mikdash, your pot, you're not chayav koros, was never chozi lifnim. Klola shadav of the sefer. What's the general rule of the sefer to say it's called like hegdish? The top of the tezayin of an aleph. Lasir comes to include cholboy.